Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back. Austin and Jay Foreman. Last little quick segment. Diving into championship weekend. Cincinnati at Kansas City. Before we send you guys off on the end of hump day, at least on our radio segment. So we appreciate you guys supporting. But Cincinnati's on the road at Kansas City. Cincinnati 12-4, Kansas City 14-3. This is just a matter of 1 year, things have changed, Austin. It's Joe Burrow and the Bengals coming in with all the swag and all the expectations to, in some ways, just walk all over Kansas City and beat them pretty easily. Definitely after the way that they played at Buffalo, you wouldn't think anything otherwise. And here's Kansas City that's always, it seems like every year, they're their number one seed. Patrick Mahomes is always at home, and they always have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Obviously, he's won one, and then obviously he's been upset in a few. And Kansas City is the underdog, and Patrick Mahomes is hurt. And they are clearly not the fan favorite anymore. It's Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Shiesty, as he calls himself, and the numerous of receivers and defensive guys. You got Nebraska's Zach Taylor. This is going to be an interesting game because I think this game is going to be chippy.
It better be. We expect that from these teams.
But it will be, and this is why. Like, Kansas City, first of all, is at home, right? And Cincinnati beat you last year. Well, they beat you twice last year, and I think they beat them this year too.
They did.
Right? Okay,
yep.
So they beat you last three times, but the simple fact that you are trying to defend your turf, and you have pride, you got Jones and Frank Clark that play with an edge, trying to destroy this offensive line of Cincinnati makeshift that played really well against Buffalo last week, and there's going to be chippiness because the competition between Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Mahomes said he felt like he choked last year in this AFC Championship game. So he's looking to get some get back. You have the Cincinnati defense that feels like they have Kansas City's numbers. You know, Kansas City, when they played at Cincinnati last year, was up by, I think, 17 to 18 points and came back. Same thing in the AFC Championship. So they didn't blink. So now they feel like they have the mental edge on Cincinnati. And Kansas City no longer has Tyreek Hill. And they feel like it's their Super Bowl year to lose, and they don't have to go win it. It's a total different dynamic. Cincinnati feels like this isn't a road game. It's just a formality. It's going to be interesting to see how much Kansas City plays this underdog role at home and shows up with a nasty mindset, underdog, big chip on your shoulder to circumvent Cincinnati and everything that they bring from skill position, playmakers, coaching, and momentum.
Kansas City is in a fascinating spot for all the reasons you laid out mentally. Usually I would say that plays into the hands of, you know, Petty Mahomes. He does the 1-2-3-4 countdown when they're playing the Bears with Trubisky getting picked ahead of him. And of course, any athlete's going to look for an edge like that. We hear it in the press conferences all the time. The way Kansas City lost to Cincinnati last year, though, was very surprising. Up that big at halftime, Cincinnati pulls out all the stops. They find a way to get it done. Even last year, I think a lot of people were in the, oh, Kansas City's inevitable mode. You know, it's Patrick Mahomes. He'll find a way to make a play at the end. And they didn't.
Twice.
Yeah. You're right.
And this year as well.
Yeah. The year before, you're playing Buffalo. You find a way. I mean, there's no way that game.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Should have gone Kansas City's way. Three of those times, it shouldn't have been. But then that was the whole, oh, Kansas City's inevitable.
Right.
Then you go to Cincinnati, it almost felt like they got a little full of themselves. Oh, yeah, we got this cruise control.
Right.
Now they better have their full attention.
Yeah.
You know, Kansas City did get the one seed. You have the whole Cincinnati saying, oh, no, get your refund sort of thing. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You could have bought tickets too.
Yeah.
Cincy has the mental edge.
Yeah, they have the mental edge, and I think they're playing on it a little bit. It'll be interesting to see if it's in Kansas City's head or is it just one of these things that where Patrick Mahomes really kind of flexes his muscle to Joe Burrow to let him know that I'm still that guy. I'm still that man, regardless if we have Tyreek Hill or not. I think it's really going to come down to this. It's really going to come down to Kansas City's offensive line having the ability to be physical and run the ball with the two.
Like they didn't want to last year.
Like they didn't want to and didn't even try to last year. Have they learned from three times of not doing it? Can you do it? It's not they can't. They can run it against anybody. They showed you against Jacksonville. When they need to ice the game, they can line up and punch you dead in the mouth. And they have – I know they have the better offensive line. Now, Cincinnati has the best run stuffer in the game, DJ Reader, two excellent defensive ends, a multitude of other defensive tackles, a young inside linebacker in Wilson, and a really good safety in Bates. But I think Andy Reid, schematic-wise, is really good. Now they have to – him and Eric Bieniemy and Mahomes have to stay on task and understand this is the new Kansas City now. We can't just wait around and play, you know, basketball on grass, throw it to Tyreek Hill, and he's the fastest guy in the NFL. We have to systematically gut you. Now, it's McKinnon coming out of the backfield, Pacharo as the running back, probably not as much Patrick Mahomes. Now you need Juju Smith-Schuster to step up. You need all the other multitude of receivers to step up and not turn the ball over when you're in the red zone, cash in on it, and Kansas City wins. But if they don't, Cincinnati not only will win this game, Cincinnati will embarrass them.
It'd be a couple possessions.
Right, and that's what they're facing. They know that they have to play a different way that they normally don't have to play against Cincinnati because, again, as much as San Francisco's looking over and seeing Philly, Kansas City's actually looking over and seeing Cincinnati, and it's the Kansas City of when they won the Super Bowl with all those weapons. So now they have to take on a little bit of the mindset of, we might have to embody a little bit more San Francisco and Philly to nullify this skill position advantage that Cincinnati rolls in here with. But if I had to pick somebody, I find it hard to go 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid at home. I'm going to go with Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback. I'm going to go with him. Joe Burrow is right there. I just think with the way that they approached the Buffalo game, Cincinnati did, I don't know if they could muster it up again.
Kind of that was their Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Kind of like TCU did. Now, I don't think they'll lay an egg by like TCU. I think Kansas City has been looking forward to this game. I think they'll be more than ready. I think they understand who they are and where they are, and I think they win it. That's my early pick, but Friday I'll make my cement picks to go into the weekend. So That's our short segment. We're here right up against the hour. I want to thank you guys for listening. Old School, DP, Jay, Austin. We'll be back tomorrow at the Mercado 84th and Havelock, certified Piedmontese.
Scarlet tomorrow?
Is it Scarlet tomorrow? Oh, Scarlet
and then
tomorrow.
Mercado Friday, right?
Yeah. Excuse me. Scarlet tomorrow, 4 to 6. We're giving away a T. Frazier jersey Friday in Mercado. I got so excited about the tomahawk, man. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.